九九。
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Elias. I'm Ken.
And what shall we discuss?
Well, I had a bunch of questions ready, but they seem to have flown the coop, so I'm going to wing it. What's first? I have been experiencing a fair amount of trauma in this shift, emotional trauma mostly. I'm my current employment, I'm an independent painter and paper hanger, and I do decorative finishes. And because of the way the economy is going, work is disappearing. I'm losing work that I would ordinarily be getting. Other people are grabbing, and there's a lot of competition. And so I'm okay financially because I was raised by two doctors, and they're still alive, and they have a fair amount of money, so they decided they could bail me out. I have problems with that because I feel like I'm failing, and I'm familiar from the podcast how you feel about discounting. My problem is I'm a master discounter, and I'm not sure that putting paint on me or putting some money in the jar is going to help. I might need some kind of nuke to blow this up, because I get into a state. I think you when we were at the group session, you mentioned someone breaking a pencil. And I reacted to that. I said, well, you know, what do you do when you break a pencil and everything just stops me in my tracks? Problem is, I don't just stop in my tracks. I'll go to bed for 2 weeks. I just won't want to do anything. I don't want to get up. And what I find in myself is that I'm very split this way. I have two aspects to my personality or myself or my soul. One is can be very weak and in need of constant nurturing. And the other, very, very, very independent and very strong. And, for example, I love to climb mountains. I love to go backpacking with a heavy pack by myself because I sometimes have a very strong need for alone time. Like, really alone. Like, I'll go out in the Wild River Valley up in New Hampshire, and there'll be 30, 40 square miles, and I'm in the middle of that, and I know I'm the only person, the only human there, and I need that desperately. But I have a lot of tremendous strength when I'm going for something like that. Like, you know, I work on my own car, I change my oil, I do alternators and dry shafts and all that stuff, and that's the strong side. And when I fall into the weak side, this side seems impossible. I don't know how I did those things. My energy is so low, and my opinion of myself is so low, my image of myself. I know it's not correct. The observer part of all of this knows that that's not correct. And there's a certain underlying calmness to all this that you mentioned in the group session, which sort of surprised me, in that even though we're going through all this trauma, you kept saying that somehow there's the feeling that everything's going to be okay. It's difficult for the weak part of me to trust that. The strong part of me does trust that pain. But it snowballs. The weakness, the lack of feeling, of lack of power, and then comes, I won't call them demons, it's nothing personified.
But I'm understanding.
The deprecating voice, you know, does take on the voice of my parents, because my father was fairly abusive to me when I was born. And my mother was very, very cold and distant, very, very little nurturing, and that's where a lot of that need for nurturing comes from. But I find that when I've gone too far to that weak side, if I get myself into a hole that's very, very difficult to get out of. I did notice, and I'm assuming that it was either you as essence or my own essence, the last few days, knowing that I was coming here, I felt an uplifting. And if it's from you, I thank you very, very much. If it's from me, I thank me. So, you know, wherever it comes from, I that has been appreciated, but it's just, it kind of surrounds this event. I'm very aware of the fact that of simultaneous time that an event flows out in all directions.
Correct.
Towards the past as well as towards the future, and even sideways in the probabilities. I understand that. So I understand that happening. I'm not frightened by it. I did have an experience last night that I'd like to ask you about. Only twice in my life, I'm not really prone, I get anxious, but I'm not prone to real panic attacks. But only twice in my life I have had them, and I did have one last night. I had eaten, I think I drank some soy milk that might have been a little bit off, and my stomach started to growl, and then the pain got more and more intense, and so I went to go to the bathroom, and I had to run a little bit. But this feeling of the pain started to mix with feelings of fear. And there was a tremendous rush of energy. My observing self, my calm part, which I've developed a little bit through meditation over the years, I'm not a good meditator, but the little bits that I've done, was able to say, this is cool, don't even worry about this. It will simply pass. There were visual effects and a great deal of pain and a great deal of panic. I started to The deprecating voice came in. I started to feel like I might die in this moment. And my calm part says, no, just if you simply sit and breathe, you will get through this. And I did. It all just went away. I guess the question I have is, part of this felt like an insertion of energy at this point. It was almost a cleansing. Almost as if I had been asking, like I said to you, I might need a nuke to get out of this. That felt almost like that. It was painful, and yet afterwards I felt tired but cleansed somehow. And I was wondering if this is true. Could you corroborate that that the effect of this overall was positive?
Yes, I would agree.
Can you tell me what the source of all this is? Is this my essence trying to show me or teach me something? Or was this you being there trying to show me and teach me something?
First of all, your essence is not separated from you. You are essence. It is merely a matter of allowing yourself to tap into more of you than you are accustomed to. But let me also express to you that you have been offering yourself information, and you have been allowing yourself to assimilate new information, which has been helpful, which also is triggering your desire to move in a direction of your own freedom and of balance. And in that balance, generating the ability to trust yourself more and to be more accepting of yourself. Now, what occurred was, in relation to, in response to, the information that you have been offering yourself and the awakening of this desire to be expressing your freedom and your trust and your acceptance of yourself, what you did was you matched the intensity of all of the energy that you express in discounting yourself. Therefore, in a manner of speaking, you did create your own explosion. For important. The desire motivated that explosion. To match that energy and match that intensity of how you devalue yourself, in a manner of speaking, to explode that away. Now, understand that this is a beginning point.
Yes.
It is not a point or an experience that occurred and now you are entirely different.
I am very understanding of this.
It is a beginning point in which you created a window in your box.
Yes, I understand.
You have locked yourself in this box for an ongoing time framework with no windows.
Exactly.
And with no escape.
Exactly.
And what you have done in this experience is you have created a window in that box. And now you do incorporate an escape route. Now you incorporate an opening in which you can begin to emerge out of that box. And it is also significant that you generated this experience just prior to our interaction.
Yes.
To allow you to gain more clarity and to be encouraged for the new direction that you can now embark upon. Now, an important factor in this is to practice allowing yourself to receive. That is foremost. Allowing yourself to know that you are not weak and that it is not bad for you to accept the position of receiving. Most individuals generate an association that receiving is bad. Receiving is weak, it is bad, and it is embarrassing and humbling in not a positive manner.
Right, yeah, it's not pretty.
In actuality, the ability to receive and the amount of the ability that you express to receive reflects a tremendous strength. It is easy to give. It is not easy to receive. An individual that can receive and can value themselves in receiving, knowing that they are worth receiving, that their existence in itself is contribution enough, that they are worth receiving, is a strong individual. I would also express to you this term of failure is interesting. For I would express that most individuals generate an association with failure, that it is bad, that it is demeaning, that it is degrading, and that it is bad. I would express that failure is one of an individual's greatest assets. For failure generates motivation. It creates inspiration. It creates motivation. And it creates clarity. For when you generate experiences that you deem to be failures, you pay attention and you evaluate what would be more of a success more clearly. And failure can be very motivating for an individual to move forward in a more successful and acknowledging manner. When you fail, you appreciate accomplishments. When you fail, you appreciate success more. For you know what the experience is to not be appreciating. And this failure can be an asset rather than an actual failure. Also, failure can be very beneficial, for it emphasizes what your preferences are and what they are not.
This is a key point.
And when you know what your preferences are not, you can more easily determine what your preferences are. Also, in relation to failure, it invokes a very beneficial and another strong element in individuals, for you develop or polish compassion, for you know the experience, and therefore you are less inclined to judge, for you are generating more clarity within yourself. When you can evaluate in this manner, it is easier not to be devaluing yourself and not to be discounting yourself. Now, as for the demons and the black hole, I'm quite understanding that being in that experience can be very difficult at times, and for certain individuals to claw their way out of that black hole and to fight off those demons. The key is not to be fighting. The key is not to be fighting with the demons and not to be clawing out of the hole. But the more you fight and the more you claw, the louder the voice becomes and the deeper the hole becomes. The key is more to alter your association and your perception of the demons and of the whole. Rather than viewing it as the enemy and being attacked and being at the mercy of and being the victim of, it is a matter of turning that into your strength. And the manner in which you do that is you create a visualization for the demon.
For
the demon.
Okay.
You create a visualization for the voice.
Mm-hmm.
You give form to the voice.
Mm-hmm.
The voice incorporates no form, and therefore it is more frightening.
Yes.
But if you offer it a form, now you are controlling it, for you are creating it now, rather than it creating itself.
Mm-hmm.
You offer it a form. Now, the form is important. The form must be some form that is ridiculous.
Okay.
A form that is large, perhaps as large as a Yeti. But a Yeti that is entirely ridiculous.
Okay.
Perhaps a pink Yeti.
Okay.
With polished claws.
Okay. Alright.
And with no teeth.
Okay.
Or a very ugly, large troll that is wearing a bright orange dress with ridiculous skates.
Okay.
And is quite wobbly, for it does not incorporate the knowledge of how to skate.
Okay.
Therefore, you are combining a fierce and ugly creature with ridiculous elements that remove its fierceness. Now, once you have created the image for the voice, which is humorous, and now the voice will be encouraging you to laugh rather than to cower, it is a matter of addressing to the whole. Rather than clawing out of the whole, now you will become your own creature. And you shall become a Tasmanian devil.
My favorite cartoon.
Which devils actually very much enjoy digging. They enjoy being dirty. They enjoy pushing their face into the dirt. They enjoy digging. But they also can be quite lazy. They are very energetic, but they can be quite lazy.
Mm. Yes.
Therefore, in the whole, the devil may choose to be lazy and merely lie in the whole for a time framework, knowing that it also incorporates tremendous energy, and when it chooses, it does not climb out of the hole. It digs a longer hole. And in digging its longer hole, it emerges in a new area. And in the new area, there are new elements to explore. In this, you are not pushing against yourself. You are not fighting with yourself. And you are not being a victim to yourself. And you are not discounting yourself. You are allowing yourself to move in a natural direction. You are accepting your own expression and moving with it rather than against it. And the more you move with it, the more it dissipates and the less frequent it occurs. For the more you fight with an experience, the more you continue to create it. But the less important it becomes, the less attention you pay to it. You pay attention to what is important.
Yes.
And importance is not always good.
Mm.
Many times you place importance upon what is not good and what you do not like. And this is the reason that you create it, or you pay attention to it. The more you move with an experience such as this, the less importance it holds. And therefore, in holding less importance, the less you create it, the less often you create it, and the more important other expressions become. Therefore, in this, the two most significant factors in this conversation are allowing yourself to receive and knowing that receiving is strength rather than weakness, and not opposing yourself, not fighting with yourself. Recognizing that you incorporate significant determination, but when you are unaware of how to direct that determination, you direct it to yourself against yourself. Therefore, it is a matter of acknowledging yourself and acknowledging that strength and determination and directing it in manners that are comfortable for you, that are interesting to you, and that are fun for you. Rather than concentrating upon the economy is depressed, and therefore I am depressed, for my business is depressed. No. It matters not what is occurring outside of you. Many other individuals may be generating a depressed economy. That is not to say that you must succumb to that. And you incorporate many, many, many options. It is easy to slip into the trap or the box with no windows of perceiving that you incorporate one talent, and therefore you incorporate one option of what you can do to sustain yourself or to generate money. You can generate money in any action, literally. And the most effective and the most successful manners in which you can generate money is to allow yourself to creatively do what you like to do, what you enjoy doing. And most of that does not require instruction or return to the schooling. You like to generate hiking. You like to be in natural environments alone. You could incorporate that action in which you generate alone time, and you can engage photography, which can be fun, it can be exciting, it can be inspiring, and it creates a record of your experience. Or you can write what you see.
I do like to write. I'll have her site a little bit. Talk with folks there. It's also another encouragement to talk with folks who understand all of this. Otherwise, you feel a little crazy in society. What do you mean you talk to spook?
When you are alone and you are allowing yourself to enjoy that atmosphere in areas that are entirely unoccupied by other humans, write what you experience. Write what you see. And perhaps even allow yourself to see differently. You are a human. You see from a particular perspective.
Yes.
There are many, many creatures that occupy the areas that you enjoy being alone
in. I communicate with the ravens quite a bit.
Perhaps it may be a new and fun and exciting and intriguing experience for you to experience the perspective of some of those creatures.
Mm.
And you can do that with a camera.
Mm.
For that allows you to view through a different lens.
Mm.
Where you are incorporating a different angle. If you are a skunk, your perspective is very low to the ground. You will view your environment entirely different than you do incorporating more than 5 feet above the ground. If you are viewing in the scope of 1 foot above the ground, what you see will be very different from what you see from your perspective. Correct. What you see as a badger will be very different from what you see as a human. What you see as a beaver will be very different. Your trees will look very different from that angle. The water looks very different from that angle. Therefore, it is merely a matter of engaging your imagination and your creativity to enhance what you already do naturally, and to offer you new avenues of exploration and new avenues of possibilities that you can incorporate your own natural expression and your own creativity to generate new avenues to also create money. Even in writing, if you are allowing yourself to experience from these other perspectives, you can explain that and create a picture in writing. Therefore, all is not doom and gloom, my friend. There is much to be encouraged by.
Your smile is very, very encouraging. Thank you.
You are very worthy. I shall be offering my energy to you in encouragement to value yourself and to acknowledge that, for you are worthy. If other individuals express a willingness and a position to offer and to give, being responsible to you is your responsibility to allow yourself to receive. And you cannot receive if you are not open. Therefore, receiving is good, for it is your indicator that you are open. Until our next meeting, my dear friend, in great affection and in tremendous support,
good work.